Well, can I call upon the Danhauser family to come to the front? Those of you who don't know them, Richard and Lisa, and their children Jack and Emma. They're not babies, as you see, but they have expressed this desire to dedicate them to the Lord, and we are happy to share in what is a meaningful. That's right. These two have volunteered themselves. They're godparents in a sense. And this is a privilege for them as well as for us. It's a service basically of thanksgiving, where they are thankful that God has given them two children. And we are thankful that they have become our brother and sister and a family much appreciated and loved in our church. And in this service, it's a short and simple service of dedication, of thanksgiving, and of prayer. I want to begin by reminding you from the scripture of Jesus' attitude to children. In taking just a verse or two from Mark's gospel, Jesus took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. I have four questions, first of all, for the parents of Jack and Emma. Do you believe in God, who exists as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yet essentially one, who created the world, sustains it by his power, and rules it by his wisdom and love?
We do.
Do you yourselves know that you are saved through faith in Christ, and not through anything you have done or ever will do, but simply through your faith in Christ's finished work when he died on the cross?
We do.
Do you acknowledge these children, Jack and Emma, as God's gift to you, and are now willing to give them back to God for whatever purpose or destiny he may choose for them?
We do.
Will you promise in the presence of God and his people to raise these children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to pray for and with them in the house of God with God's people, to be faithful in your home life for Christ as you live it before him, and to do your utmost personally to lead them to a saving knowledge of Christ at an early age?
We do.
Now, a question for the congregation, which I'd like you all to stand. And if you can answer this question, the words are, "We do." Do you, as members of the body of Christ, represented by his church throughout the world, undertake to pray for this family, and Jack and Emma in particular, to support and encourage them as God enables you?
We do.
Okay, take your seats then. And I trust we shall fulfill that promise, whether or not we see this family in our midst every week. We will not forget them. Now we're going to pray, first of all, for Richard and Lisa, then for Jack and Emma, and then for our church in making that declaration. Lord, we pray this morning for Richard and Lisa. We thank you for their commitment to Christ. We thank you for their service in the body of Christ. We thank you for their testimony to the faith of, to the faith and faithfulness of our God. And we lift them to you in prayer this morning that in fulfilling their responsibility as parents, they may know your constant and unfailing love. If they fail, grant them repentance and restoration. If they are blessed, then may that blessing flow to the family, to their relations, and to all who know them. May their home be a place where Jesus is known, reflected, and seen in every detail. We ask your blessing upon them today as they make this honest and faithful declaration, giving their children afresh into your loving hands. Now, Lord, we lift Jack and Emma to you. We pray for each of them specifically. You have a purpose in their lives. You created them. You gave them breath. You've sustained them thus far. And we thank you for all that we have known of young Jack and Emma in our midst and in our congregation. And as we, Lord, dedicate their lives to you, we pray that they may be at peace, understanding gradually as God opens up his word and his character to them, that they may discover what a faithful God you are. Bless them in their development, in their education, in their relationships with their peer group, and in their reaction to a world that's full of wickedness, an adulterous generation, Jesus once described it. Pray that they may know the strength of faith, the blessing of God, and the joy which comes from obedience to your word. And Father, we all pray now, having made this declaration, that we will take this family specially to heart, and Jack and Emma particularly. Grant us faithfulness in fulfilling this promise. May our prayers be genuine, real, and caring. And may we know, Lord, the blessing of God upon this church, even with all that this family have meant to us. And we pray for them in the new environment in which they're living at the moment, that God will surround them with his blessing, Richard with his work, Lisa with her labors, and the children in their faithfulness and seeking to walk with God themselves. We lift them to you and give you thanks for them and an assurance that you will not let them down in any circumstances. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Richard, Lisa, Jack, and Emma, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.
Thank you.